You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent. Match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply.
I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years' worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows. Luckily, I'm a botanist.
That's a clip from the film The Martian, where Matt Damon plays astronaut Mark Watney, who's stranded on Mars and has to rely on science and ingenuity in order to survive. At the time of this recording, the film's been number one at the box office for 2 weeks straight. In this episode, composer Harry Gregson-Williams breaks down his music from the film, where part of his job was to score the excitement of scientific discovery and the grandeur and mystery of Mars itself. He begins with how director Ridley Scott first offered him the job to work on the film.
A script plopped through the letterbox one day with a terse little note on it which said, read it, like it, do it. I'd ploughed through the script in one hungry sitting, and it was a no-brainer, man. It was certainly something I really wanted to do. I'm Harry Gregson-Williams, and I'm the composer of The Martian score. Our first conversations were about tone and colour, and he showed me a very, I thought, very complete first assembly of the film. So the film had really taken shape by the time I came to it. The outcome of the first meeting really was that I should focus on Watney, you know, Matt Damon's character, which is pretty clear that I should from the script. His optimism for life, his love of science and problem solving that he always seems to be able to handle with humor and charisma. All this should be reflected in the music. There was no reason for the music to be too dark for too long in this film. And that was quite a revelation to begin with, because I had thought there would be a lot of darkness and despair. He's only hanging on to a tiny thread of belief there that he could live. But for the most part, this is a guy who's up for the challenge. The piece of music that you picked out here has the technological, scientific aspect of him talking into a camera. And no one else there, him alone on Mars. He looks like he's made up his mind. This is it. This is the day that he's going to leave. The cue's going to start with bass clarinets and low cellian basses. This little theme board comes a couple of times in the movie, and it's quite austere. It's part of a Mars motif. And then the moon changes somewhat, brightens. We get to Watney, who's smiling. We hear a little harp thing with a bit of delay on it, which gives us a little spring in our step. I wanted it to be an organic played instrument. I wanted a texture. I didn't want it to be guitar. I didn't want it to be piano. And that kind of limited me. Harp seemed absolutely perfect. And then I'd stick a left-right delay on it. I wanted that feeling, like a mounting excitement. Musically, I had to find a way of embracing a kind of a scientific side of the fun he was having. To begin with, you know, I wanted to have some fun with little arpeggiated synths. In the past, sometimes I'd say my scores are synth with a little bit of orchestra poking its head through. This one, I think, is the other way around. I think it's Morganic with some synths bubbling around in the background. So after the cue's been going for a little bit, there's a gap in what Watney is saying, and that seemed like a perfect place to start the melody, which is these open fourths and fifths. And it's getting higher and higher. It's very optimistic. For variation, I added a beautiful alto glockenspiel I have, which just gives the piano a sparkle. As we go forward, I needed to vary it one more time, and I add an auto harp, which is kind of a small instrument, very, 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 very high. So these are the sort of things that one's looking to do, is to be able to cause development without taking the listener out of the movie for a moment. So instead of using piano all the way through, I'm just adding layers. So halfway through the first part of this cue, the synths give over to a string ostinato. So this little figure really was looking for some release here. I realized that that could interweave itself with the synths. By the time we get a little bit further, the whole orchestra have been introduced. It needed to state his theme quite clearly without being too ostentatious, yet let Watney be the star of the scene, not the music. Because, let's face it, I mean, Matt Damon's performance really, really pulls this movie, and I really didn't want to get in the way of that. When we go over into the second part of the cue, which is a very different tempo, different feel, different key, the transition is a key change. So there are two or three string chords in there, which say, hello, I'm changing key now. We go from C minor to F major to B flat major, which is where we really want to be in a major key. Now, at first, I wrote the back part of this cue in the same key as the front part in C minor, and it didn't seem to give me the lift I was looking for. So I doubled back and realized that the transition from the joy of him leaving to the sort of majesty of him crossing Mars, that was a perfect place for a modulation. And then, boom, the French horn comes in and the new key, with the beginning of the theme. Also the choir, they're a London choir and they're awesome. They had a text that we found, a poem called On the Nature of Things by a Roman philosopher called Lucretius. So they are actually singing something that makes sense conceptually, but more importantly for me at that moment, they're singing vowels and consonants. They're not just singing oohs and ahs. if we're asking the audience to take something really seriously and the Hollywood choir come in oohing and ahing and cooing and goodness knows what, it takes the piss a bit. It's like, what? I don't believe that. So they're singing about infinite space and their part in this thing. You know, it sounds like something important. These are methods to hopefully make the music more believable. A lot of my writing time was very pleasurable on this movie. I think it really helps when the movie's so darn good. The acting's good, the writing's good. Here it was very much a joy.
And now, here's the fully assembled score suite from The Martian, composed by Harry Gregson-Williams. Visit songexploder.net for more information about this episode and The Martian. I've put up a photo of Harry Gregson-Williams conducting the orchestra at Abbey Road as they recorded the score. There's also a link to buy The Martian score suite. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services. Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Next time on Song Exploder, Chet Faker. Song Exploder is part of Radiotopia, a collective of some of my favorite podcasts. Go to radiotopia.fm to learn more. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with the username @songexploder, and you can subscribe to future episodes at itunes.com/songexploder. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. You gotta know I'm feeling love. You gotta know I'm feeling love. Made it gold. I'll never love another one, another you. It's gotta be love, I said it. Radiotopia.